thank you very much, Bombo Sammy. Mga kaibigan, magandang gabi po sa inyo lahat at we will be taking over from here mula kay Bombo Sammy Mendita. Ako po si Pablo Mercado at dito po tayo sa Zona Libre sa pagkakataong ito. Nandito na rin po si Grandmaster Eugene Torre at siya po ang nagpa-facilitate ng ating pag-uusap mamaya na konti kay World Chess Champion Bobby Fischer. If you remember, mga kaibigan, ay ito ang pangatlong pagkakataon natin dito po sa Bombo Radio dito sa Baguio, in the Philippines, of course. This should be the third time that we will be interviewing Bobby Fischer exclusively, ano? At I think Bobby Fischer is already on the line, but we'll have to wait for, okay, si Eugene Torre. Anyway, mga kaibigan, like we said earlier, we will be given another chance to talk lengthily this time with World Chess Champion Bobby Fischer. He is now on our telephone line, we would like to ask him several questions again tonight. Hello, Bobby.
Hello, Pablo.
Yes. What time is it in Hungary right now?
Now it's exactly 12:30.
Okay. Good afternoon to you.
12:30.
Yes, all right. Good afternoon to you, Bobby. And it's already 7:30 in the evening here in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Okay. This will be a third interview over our radio station. And
fourth.
All right, okay. Since our last interview, Bobby, have there been responses already from the U.S. government or Bob Ellsworth regarding the sale of your memorabilia, which where you got mad about it?
No, I'm not saying, you know, everybody is, they just robbed my stuff, and I'm making the most vicious accusations against Ellsworth and Beacons and the U.S. government. No, nobody has a word to say. Just obvious they're guilty as hell,
Oh, yeah. Also, with no action from their side, what about you?
No, I got my stuff. What do they care, right?
Yes, of course.
Let me shout into the wind, you know?
Yes, but they have not responded yet to your accusations then.
Well, what are they going to say? What's these?
All right. So what do you plan to do about this matter, personally or legally? Would you try to recover these items through the court?
No, I explained that to you, Pablo. The courts are, a farce in America. It's completely controlled by the Jews. The only thing to do is to attack them publicly, you know.
Okay.
I mean, short of physical force, this is the only thing to do, you know. The courts are completely dead as far as getting any justice if you're not Jewish, you know.
All right. Bob, I would have to explain to our listeners that we're talking live this time, and I have opened up two telephone lines for our local listeners here to call. And,
yes. You know, Bob, you're a little bit weak. Your voice is not, the volume is a little low.
It's okay. You're coming in strong over in the Philippines right now.
Your voice is a little low.
Oh, is that so? Can you hear me clearly now?
Yeah, now it's a little better, yeah.
All right. Like I said, we have opened up two local telephones here for our listeners who would want to ask questions to you directly. And those telephone numbers, by the way, are 443-4429 and 442-5278. That's for our listeners, buddy. So they would want to ask questions to you. All right. We've been talking with Eugene Torre, and he showed me a copy of an invitation to you by Time Magazine to attend their 75th anniversary gala in March of 1998, but you opted not to go. Why?
Yeah, because many years ago, I sued Time Incorporated because starting in about 1970, I gave them a lot of access to me to take photographs and to get interviews and so on. But every time I gave them this access, they had to make written agreements with me that the photographs that they took and the information they got from me were only to be used in a specific article. They were not to be resold, you see? Because I let them take hundreds, maybe thousands of photographs of me, you see?
Yeah.
They don't just take like one picture. feature for an article. They're clicking away, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of photographs, one after another. Just for, they'll take hundreds, even thousands of pictures. So I didn't want these photographs to be resold, you see. They were just to make the specific article that I was giving to Life magazine or Time, that's the same company, Time and Life, just to make these articles good.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want them making a business of these photographs, because obviously they can't choose all the photographs they take. They're supposed to select the best one for the article.
That's right.
And they signed all these agreements with me, and I gave them many, many interviews during the run-up to my title match with Boris Spassky, and during the title match also.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after all of these interviews, they just went right ahead and broke every agreement they made with me, see? So I sued Time Life back in 1975. And I had built up a huge file on them before I sued them. I spent about a year or more just preparing my file, getting all my contracts with them together in one place, which was not easy because I was basically living out of a suitcase for a couple of years and my stuff was here, there, and everywhere. So I had to get all of these letters and agreements I had made with them, and I had to get a lot of other documents to prove my case together. And then I sued Time Incorporated in federal court in Los Angeles in 1975. And, of course, I didn't really know the score in those days, that the whole government was completely controlled by dirty Jews. Everything was rigged. So naturally, about a year and a half later, I got laughed out of court, you know. But in any event, I had a huge file of, you know, thousands of documents and about 16 contracts with Time Inc. and all kind of supporting evidence, et cetera. And all this has been robbed, too, in this Great Beacons robbery of my stuff.
Okay.
So, now, many, many years later, lo and behold, they come along, this Time Inc., and they invite me to this 75th anniversary of Time Magazine party, and they were inviting all the people, well, I don't know all, but a lot of the people who had been on the cover of Time Magazine, and I had been one of them. I was the cover back in 72, me and Spassky shared a cover.
Yes.
So,
Yes, go ahead.
Am I coming in good?
Yes, you're coming in good. Go ahead.
Okay, because anyway, so now, after ripping me off of, millions of dollars, violating all their agreements with me, this Time Life, they have the cheek to invite me to this party, you know? Now, I was told by my lawyer, Choate's wife. She said, "Bobby, this is a great opportunity. You go to this party. President Clinton is going to be there. Apparently, he's been on the cover of Time Magazine, too."
Yes.
And Time Life, you know, they're the biggest media corporation in America. They're huge, you know.
Yes.
They own CNN and everything else. You know, they own Time.
Hello? Hello? I think we just had our nice chat about okay. Maybe we can call him back. Siguro mga kaibigan, naputol po lamang yung linya natin. And Eugene Torre, who is with us, we tried to reconnect with Bobby. Nagkaroon po lamang ng konting problema dun sa linya. At tatawagan po muli ni Bobby ito. Palagay ko na cut off lamang ito. So, napapakinggan po natin ngayon, kanina, si Bobby Fischer, the world chess champion, and we've had several questions already. Maybe to Mike Castro, who's on the line, can you please just stand by for a while, Mike? We will just have to reconnect with Bobby Fischer para makausap mo naman siya. And we would also want to invite all of our listeners at this time, if you have some questions with Bobby Fischer. This is a great opportunity, mga kaibigan. Why? Because this will be his third or fourth time that he will be talking to us Filipinos. You know, for the past 23 or 27 years, ay naging recluse po si Bobby Fischer. Siya po ay nagtago sa atin lahat at hindi malaman kung nasaan siya. At yun nga, no, may ugali kasi ito si Bobby Fischer, mga kaibigan, na pagkatapos sa competition, bigla na lamang siya nawawala. Sabi nga nilang iba dyan, eccentric daw siya. Yung bang parang loner itong tao, no? At yung gusto niya lang mangyari, gusto niya mangyari. Ganun na lang, no? So, matagal po siya nawala. So many chess players all over the world. In fact, pati mga chess players po natin, dito sa Pilipinas are wondering kung nasaan si Bobby Fischer. Ngayon, napapahinga po natin, ano, i-reconnect po lamang natin ang ating telepono with Bobby Fischer. Bobby Fischer is right now in Hungary at doon po siya nakatira for the meantime habang andun pa rin ang galit niya laban sa pamahalaan ng Estados Unidos at yung mga naging kaibigan niya na ayon sa kanya nanloko daw kasi talagang kinagalit dito ni Bobby Fischer is yung pagkabenta ng kanya mga memorabilia. Ito pa yung mga inipot-ipot niya, mga souvenir items, mga libro niya, yung mga notes niya, mga litrato niya na nakatago lamang dun sa Pasadena, California. Sa pamamagitan ng kanyang agent doon, bigla na lamang nabalitaan niya na ito daw ay binenta sa pamamagitan ng subasta at sa napakamababang presyo pa lamang. Kung kaya't nagalit na galit dito si Bobby Fischer, no? Kung naalala po ninyo yung unang dalawang interview po natin sa kanya, yun na lamang, ganun na lamang po ang galit niya. Kaya't kahit noon, mapapahinggan po natin kung gaano talaga ang sama na loob niya sa nangyari sa kanya mga memorabilia. Sabi nga niya kanina, nung tanungin natin kung anong plano niya, may plano ba siya na legal, no? Illegal action, pero sabi niya, useless daw, no? Dahil iba naman yung klase ng korte doon sa Estados Unidos. Kaya't ang katanging pag-asa na lamang niya ay atakihin yung mga responsable sa pagkawalan ng kanya mga memorabilia sa pamamagitan po ng media. Magtataka po siguro ang karamihan kung bakit binili niya ang Pilipinas, more so ang Bombo Radio, dahil malaki po ang paniniwala niya na dito po sa Pilipinas, ang mga media rito ay hindi kontrolado ng mga Hudyo. Ganun po ang galit niya sa mga Hudyo kasi maalala ko minsan meron siyang pinakitang kopya sa pamamagitan ko ni Eugene Torre, ano mga kaibigan, ng isang sulat ni Bobby Fischer na ipinadala niya sa Encyclopedia Judaica dahil doon nakalagay daw ang pangalan niya at ina-identify siya doon na isang Hudyo. Pero dininay niya ito, sabi niya walang katotohanan yan at gusto ko tanggalin niyo yan, sabi niya. So mayroon din po namang sa kasagutan ng ang Encyclopedia Judaica sa kanya na humihingi ng tawad at nangako na tatanggalin na yung pag-uwi sa kanya bilang isang Hudyo. Ganyan po ang galit ni Bobby Fischer na po. Kung kaya't ito nga, medyo meron pang konting galit siguro na naubos na rin niya yung galit niya at hindi na siguro masyadong makapag- display siya ng sama ng loob ngayon, ano, sapagkat nararamdaman po natin sa ilang minuto pa lamang na pakipag-usap natin sa kanya ay hindi na siya masyado galit. I think, Bobby, I'm sorry for the line, okay?
Okay, what was the last thing why was I cut off, Pablo?
I don't know why we were cut off, but we have reestablished the line anyway. I think it's just a little glitch on our telephone system in the Philippines, you see.
Oh, okay.
All right. I think we still have on the line somebody from Baguio City who would like to ask a question to you. His name is Mike Castro. Okay. Mike, would you like to ask questions to Bob? He's on the line right now. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, thank you very much. Bobby, I empathize with your flight. You have been always portrayed as reclusive and have time and again refused interviews with major foreign news media. So my question is, why now? Why here in Baguio and with our own grandmaster Eugene Torre? Why not with bigger news organization, or have you tried contacting any other major news organization that could probably give you more media mileage?
I want to go on the radio, Mike, you see. I'm not interested in getting newspaper interviews or any kind of recorded, like if you do.
Nako, problema talaga itong ating sistema. Nakat na naman po ang ating linya, mga kaibigan. Anyway, standby ka lang, Mike, ano? We will try again to reestablish our lines with Bobby Fischer. There's something wrong with our telephone system, as I said earlier. At we will try the other number of Bobby Fischer siguro. Anyway, meron pa siya iba mga numero dito. At let's talk for a while with our co-anchor. Tayo ay nakialam na sa programa ni Bombo Sammy. Bombo Sammy, mag-Tagalog muna tayo because alam pa, nire-record nila ito at this will be sent over sa kanya via the internet. Sammy, anong impression mo so far kay Bobby Fischer?
Well, di naman tayo marunong maglaro ng chess masyado. No? Pero as I can see, ito medyo yung kanyang rason siguro sa pagtatago, especially ito nangyari sa kanyang mga memorabilia na kung saan ang isang bagay kasi kung minsan na importante sa iyo at pag yan ay nawalan ng parang walang kabuluhan, syempre may konting tampo ka. Lalo na pag kilala mo kung minsan at ibang tao ang gumawa nito na hindi mo ka-national kumbaga.
Mm-hmm.
Sa palagay natin si Bobby Fischer ay mukhang galit sa mga Juhudyo eh.
Oo nga, talagang lumabas na yan sa previous na pag-usap ko na sa kanya sa programa natin ng tahanin. No? Galit, talagang galit niya sa mga audio. Pero napapasalamat pa rin tayo gawa ng, alam mo, tulad ng pinapaliwanag niya kanina kay Mike Castro eh. Ayaw niya sa mga newspapers muna. Radyo daw muna, Bombo Sammy.
Yun ang nakapagtaka, Bombo Sammy, sapagkat meron namang cable news network, di ba? Nakakita siya na ito ay isang napakalaking media outfit sa Estados Unidos, pero mukhang bagyo at bombo pa ang kanyang pinili.
Ewan ko lang, pero alam mo, yung una naghatid sa atin na kay Bobby Fischer dito, walang iba kundi si Eugene Torre.
Mm-hmm.
Si Eugene, obviously, ay isang matalik na kaibigan ni Bobby Fischer.
Mm-hmm.
At dahil si Eugene ngayon ay naka-base dito sa Baguio City, yun ang nakikita ko. Hindi ko tinanong muna kay Eugene yan. Siyempre, baka sabihin naman ng ating mga listeners, self-serving sa ating ano.
Siguro mamaya, Baba Pablo, kung meron din tayong pagkakataon na matanong si Bobby Fischer, ay tatanungin natin na despite siguro sa nangyari sa kanyang buhay, meron pa kaya siyang balak ulit na lumaban sa bisa o sakali?
Alamin natin yan mamaya, no? At medyo mahaba pa naman ang oras natin, Bobo Sammy. Unfortunately, yung linya natin hindi maganda, no? Hindi ko lang alam kung saan ang problema, dito ba sa atin o doon sa Hungary.
Ewan lang natin.
Alam mo, may babase ko yun sa unang usapan namin noon, parang ang suspensya na kasi sa lahat ng mga kumpanya, mga communications company, parang kontrolado ng mga Hudyo. Alam mo, parang siyang paranoid masyado sa mga Hudyo, no?
Talagang ganyan natin ang mga Hudyo, bumabot tayo masyado silang gun, eh. Well, basing it on Bible records, eh.
Siguro. Mahirap naman na sa kami kung lalahanin natin, no? Siguro may mga isolated cases na ganyan involving some Jews, but, you know, we're not into that naman, ano? We're just saying na because of this paranoia ni Bobby Fischer against the Jews, anumang abiraya mangyari, ang tendency niyan ang ituturo niya may kasalanan sila naman, ano?
Mm-hmm.
Although naniniwala naman tayo na ito mga temporary glitches lang yan sa ating communication system, hindi naman kasing galing ang ating long distances sa kung ikukumpara natin yan sa ibang bansa, lalo na sa Estados Unidos, ewan ko lamang sa Europa, doon sa Hungary, advanced naman ang kanilang mga technology doon. Ano?
Mm-hmm.
Although, ang suspensya ko dyan, dahil pag naka-cut off, may malakas na his yung telepono, maharing doon sa kanya nang gagaling. At yung set niya siguro may problema, Bombo Sammy.
Anyway, we are contacting direct sa ating linya, Mama Pablo. So hopefully, medyo in a third time, pagka-contact natin, maganda-ganda na yung signal.
Sana, dire-diretso na ito. At uulitin ko sa ating mga pagkakinig, ano, pwede po kayong magtanong direkta kay Bobby Fischer. Tulad na naman ni Kualina, ay one in a million po ang pagkakataong ganito. You can have the chance to talk directly with the world chess champion, ano? Pwede niyo tawagan ang ating mga numbers ito, 443-4429 o kaya ay 442-5278, ano? Mamaya po, nire-establish po lamang natin ang linya kay Bobby Fischer at hopefully ay dire-diretso rin pagka nakabalik. Ano pa mga impressions mo, Bombo Sammy?
Well, since di ko pa na-meet personally si
Bobby Fischer,
oh, sa mga balibalita natin, talagang may pagkakuan nata siya isa sa mga kwan eh.
Mm.
Sa mga media, pwedeng magpa-interview siya, pero sa mga radios, ewan ko lang, sa mga TVs, newspaper, kung ito'y nagpapaunlak sa mga interviews niya eh.